A Matter of Spirit is the quarterly justice journal of the Intercommunity Peace and Justice Center. This article appeared in the winter 2020 issue on the military. Embody Your Peace, O God, by Anna Patrice Johnson. Anna Patrice Johnson is the Western Region Director and Young Adult Empowerment Team Leader for Mary Knowles U.S. Church Engagement Division. She was an overseas lay missioner in Uganda and leads groups of teachers, catechists, and other faith leaders on immersions in places such as Guatemala and the U.S.-Mexico border. She has a degree in peace studies and political science from the University of Notre Dame and now lives in Seattle with her husband Corbin and Pop Tilly. Dear God, we find ourselves in the midst of increasing militarization, and I am weary. Your patience must be so great, I cannot even comprehend it. I know that your time is not my time, but still, I grow impatient. Teach me to be your body in proclaiming peace in this culture of war. Strengthen my heart, my eyes, my ears, O God. My heart grows heavy and breaks with news of war, even from my privileged place of hearing about it only when I choose, from afar. Able to change the radio station, look away from the article, and schedule when I listen to friends or family who are in the military. I pray for Syra, living in Syria under violence and terror for the past 8 years, and for Juan, a member of the U.S. Army, who alone bears the burden of what he has lived upon his return stateside. Help me remain close to these realities, to remember my human responsibility to weep for the pain and suffering of my sisters and brothers around the world. Strengthen my knees, O God. I pray for the people impacted by wars that my country has waged, either directly or through training, funding, or arms sourcing. For those who have lost security, peace, or loved ones, we deny their human dignity. I pray for the children who cannot play, for we stole their security, who cannot learn, for we destroyed their schools, who cannot dream, for we took their hope, teaching them not to trust the safety of any given moment. I pray for Muhammad, who, as he learned paint on the computer in his asylum educational course, first drew his home being bombed. I pray for Anna, who, after suffering years of oppression under Guatemalan leaders who were trained at the School of Americas, works long days to send her children to school, still holding the grief of not knowing where her father or brothers are buried. Help me to change my ways. I fall to my knees in repentance for those I have impacted through my complicity in living in this country, my tax dollars being used to fund this violence, my participation in this economic system rooted in division, power, and a throwaway culture, and my inaction in the face of it all. May my actions uphold human dignity of all. Strengthen my mind, O God. I pray for the loss of our own human dignity. As we increase our military power through contracts, tools of war, and weapons, I fear our minds move into a scarcity mentality, believing that there is so little security that we must steal others for the sake of securing our own, so little peace that we must disrupt others in order to keep ours. So few resources that we must fight in order to have enough. As we pillage the earth to make planes, fuel, weapons, and as war destroys it further, we have moved out of right relationship with creation. I pray for our government as we witness the impacts of militarization mindsets manifesting in our U.S. society through all the systems of division. As we hold the hammer and pay so much of our national budget toward the hammer, every problem begins to look like a nail. I pray that we may find other tools for peace. Help me to oppose this either us or them mentality ingrained within myself and our culture, so that I may live into the reality that with your grace, both I and the other, who is not really other, can have enough. Help me to have the courage to challenge this way of thinking within our government and our economy. Strengthen my hands, O God. Jesus, you wrote in the dirt. As the community armed themselves to stone the woman caught in adultery, they put you on the spot, asking how you would respond to the law in real time, and yet you did the unexpected. You stooped to draw in the dirt, slowing the moment and everyone around you. You responded with a question, finding a third way in the complexity of a moment when you were asked to respond to a dichotomy. Christ, as I find myself in moments of deciding to choose violence, physical or otherwise, or not, given only two options, one for each hand, grant me the strength, curiosity, and courage to hold the two options in tension for as long as it takes for a creative third option to emerge. Help me to beckon, to invite others into a sense of wonder over judgment. Strengthen my arms, O God. Spirit alive in the world today, thank you for modern witnesses and prophets who find creative third ways. A Black Baptist minister refused to fight violence with violence and led a movement. An anonymous man stood in front of the tank in China, choosing to neither flee nor fight, but rather block the way. A young Pakistani girl responded to being shot, not by disappearing with fear nor calling people to violence, but rather working, speaking, and writing for education for girls. A Seattle archbishop prayed for peace and refused to pay for war, so he withheld taxes for militarization, paying money for peace instead. Help me to reach out and embrace community, from prophets, faith, and global sisters and brothers, so that I may be inspired in those times when I think change is beyond my reach, to think outside the box and not be alone in my work. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. And in this wisdom, Holy Spirit, help me see that my circle of impact is larger than my weary, scarcity mindset brain and body can comprehend at this time. Perhaps I can change more than I have been conditioned to believe. Help me embody your peace into action with your courage, creativity, and grace. Help me be your body in the world. Amen.